the spiritual exercise of acts are a very important practice, and it's really the only practice that we teach in ACTA, and it's a suggestion to do a daily 30-minute meditation-like practice, again called contemplation. The contemplation, when doing that for 30 minutes every day, gives an opportunity to the student to travel in Sahaji on the inner planes. And that's why it's very important to do that. The way we do the spiritual exercise, one easy way of doing it is to sit in a relaxed, comfortable chair where you're completely relaxed. That's the whole idea. Preferably in a very quiet area of the home or and that sort of thing. And to relax in a perhaps with the hands laced in the lap, perhaps. And what you want to do is take several deep breaths and maybe say the chant the word Hue. We recommend the Hue chant because the Hue chant has a higher vibration than that of the word Om. But whatever one's used to, chanting is all right. It's okay to chant a word that's preferable to you. So we'll talk about doing the Hue chant. The Hue chant is the syllable in the word human. We might have mentioned that on some of the other tapes. And Hue actually means spirit. When we chant Hue, we're actually chanting spirit in a higher Sanskrit word. So the idea is just to be comfortable and relax in the chair, as I said, and chant the word Hue and close the eyes when we do this. And try to look in what is known as the Tizratil or the Ajna is another term for it. The third eye is what is fairly well known these days. And so we look into that space between the brows in the middle of the forehead called the Tizratil, and we chant the word Hue, and it sounds like this, of course. Hue. So that's just a little example of the Hue chant. And the Hue chant obviously will make one feel very comfortable. We want it to be very quiet and comfortable and to look still look into the third eye for about 30 minutes and let the if images come in or any sort of feelings and what have you come into your orbit, then you allow that to come in. We try not to concentrate. That sometimes is the difference between meditation and contemplation from what we found, is that there's sometimes trying to move images out of your vision in meditation and try to get to a quiescent state. In contemplation, we talk about more of an active participation, and that's why we focus upon Sahaji. The idea of traveling on the inner planes is through really observation. For instance, our sight in the physical world is really how we travel, because we see things, we move about in vehicles like the physical body or operating in automobiles or trains or things of that nature. And the idea is we move our sight along, if you will. The same thing happens on the inner planes. We move by our sight in the second plane called the astral plane. One will learn that when you look, concentrate on an image, usually you move towards that image. So the actual motion is in the spirit itself. So these things are learned in the practice of contemplation. So we'll spend that 30 minutes of contemplation, be very relaxed, and when you come out of contemplation, usually you're refreshed and feel very good after traveling on the inner planes. Now, one can remember that even the idea of closing the eyes, when you close the eyelids, one is not of this physical world. I mean, our body may be there, but the spirit is not, because we're not observing any longer. I've said on some of the other talks about the factor of the two senses in soul. Soul has two senses, eternal senses, that are the sight and hearing, or sight and sound too. Now the sound includes also oral dissertation. You can actually speak in soul, but most of what happens on the inner planes is done by knowingness and telepathy. But there is the option to do that. It's not like one's mute necessarily. So that's included in the idea of sound. When we have sound, even in the physical plane, we are manipulating sound with our voices, physical voices, and that manipulation of sound includes sound, just like it does on the inner planes. And the hearing and speaking on the inner planes is included in the sound current. At the same time, the sight factor, which is very important, and I'm probably reiterating some of this, is the idea that when we see, we're actually seeing the sound, and when we hear the sound, we're actually hearing the light. So it's the twin aspects of the light and sound of Sarosia that we do in contemplation. And one can do this, as I said, we suggest that people do it for 30 minutes on a daily basis. The 30 minutes really entails the whole idea that we have a 24-hour cycle period in the Earth region presently. That's how we measure time. What happens in the 30 minutes, if you break that down, that every 5 minutes would be 4 hours of harmony that you have in one's life, the harmony of tranquility and peace that one can garner to themselves, because in the physical plane presently, and actually the lower planes too, we have what is known as the Iron Age. The Iron Age is a hustle and bustle era, and we know for the people that are in the physical plane of the Earth, they call it the rat race, so to speak, where it's a hustle and bustle. And when I was in India years ago, I always kiddingly say that when Americans go there, they think they're going to pass away in the first 2 weeks, because the hustle and bustle is quite enormous as opposed to what we get here in the West. You may have 10 feet between the cars. Over there, you have a couple inches. So it's very helter-skelter comes to mind in terms of how really kind of wild it is in the East. And you have to get used to that sort of thing. At the same time, that's what I'm saying. In terms of our physical life here, which is really outside the realm of spirit, even though spirit's in a physical body, when it is in a physical body, then we have to learn to negotiate on this plane as well. It's the same thing that the spiritual exercise afford to the student, the acatist. It affords the ability to negotiate the inner planes, and that's why it's a vehicle for it. And we highly recommend that daily practice in contemplation that we do. And again, it's something we emphasize on the path of Akata. And as Afra said, that it's enormous importance, because one, it grows by the practice of traveling in Sahaji on the inner planes. The whole idea of traveling in Sahaji is the idea of what Akata is about. Because we know the short definition is the ancient science of Sahaji, and that's what we teach, is the practice of Sahaji. For instance, when children are very young, and even from the infant stage, and when they first learn to speak, they might have an experience in Sahaji, and if they were to tell their parents, often unless they're Akatists, they are thwarted in that practice. For instance, the parents might tell them that it's a hallucination, or just do not bother with it, it doesn't really mean anything, because they may not have a teaching that would offer explanation for that. Therefore, in Akata, that is the way that we offer explanation for one's experiences in Sahaji. That's the importance of Sahaji, is that actual motion on the inner planes. And then if one were to tell someone else and they were an Akatist, there would be a support mechanism. The teaching of Akata as the ancient science of Sahaji is a support mechanism for the experiences in Sahaji, obviously. All right, so we can probably talk about some questions at this point. Go right ahead there and ask some questions.
Thank you so much, Sri Kadafji. I know a lot of people are perhaps familiar with prayer or with meditation, and I know the spiritual exercises of Akata, as you've said, they may appear meditation-like.
Okay.
Could you maybe discuss prayer and meditation, how it relates to the spiritual exercises of Akata?
Yes, that's a very good question. We often cite, and know my teacher has said many times, talks about introspection. So all these practices of meditation and contemplation are a form of introspection, meaning you're looking within. What we recommend, if one does prayer, in fact, that can relate to what we're saying here, is that if one will even close their eyes in prayer, introspection, that's really sort of a form of meditation and contemplation. Some of the great saints like Augustine and just many others were talking about introspective prayer. And that's a very good thing to do. And even if people do pray, it is more like a petitioning an image God, or when they talk about the He God in the scripture, that's really, you're talking about the calendar engine, much to the chagrin of the religionists who would be surprised about that. But it is the Brahm on the fourth plane that they're actually worshiping. Now, in Akato, we don't worship God. We would seek it or move towards it, even from the standpoint that if people are sensitive to the term seeking, then movement towards the divine, or even a flow of centripetal force moving back towards it, kind of like the idea of a science, like we're moving naturally back towards it, and not necessarily, it's not a metaphor, it really is a physical motion. That's why sahaji is movement, or in English is called soul travel, because one is traveling or moving towards the divine. The same, and in retrospect, the idea of prayer is really sitting somewhere and petitioning God to do something for you, and they're really not really talking about or in the actual practice. If you're sitting down, it's like the clay temple is really a building, I'll say, even a physical body, that you're moving, the spirit of it is moving out of that body in the practice of sahaji, instead of staying there and petitioning a God to do something for you. So there's a difference between prayer and contemplation, and even meditation too, because meditation is probably a higher form of prayer where you still sit there, but soul isn't moving out of the citadel, so to speak. Because the whole idea of the physical body and its third eye, or there's some sound exercises that some of my teachers and they recommend it sometimes, where the soft spot in the top of the head is a triangulation in the top of the skull called the crown chakra. And sometimes that is left open in some neophytes and stuff in the East. They sometimes do that. And so what happens, that's like actually a doorway of leaving the physical body. But over a long period of time, they forget this practice of sahaji, because that's the first sense that goes away. I often talk about the 10 senses that we have. And the first one is to be forgotten, is the sahaji. And that's where the doorway is closed up and it's hardened there in the skull. And then you have to actually do it in the counter body, the spiritual body, the Atma Sarup, and travel outside the body. So the difference between these spiritual exercises of Akata and prayer and meditation is that we do, attempt to leave the body, and do that in the idea of closing the eyes and moving out of the body in sahaji, just even in the theory itself, that we're offering that practice. Whereas in meditation and prayer, they're not really talking about that anymore. They're staying in the body, petitioning a space God, or in meditation, they're sitting there in quiescence, which is nice. There's nothing wrong with either one of them, actually. It's a very comfortable and a special practice. However, there's not liberation. I mean, you're going to reincarnate and stay in the physical body. So that's the difference in contemplation, is we're moving out of the physical body, or at least giving the potential to do it once one learns that.
Thank you, Sri Kadafji. That was extremely helpful. I had a couple other questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is how the Mahaji, the living Shirosha master, aids the akatist while he's doing the exercises. Obviously, you're aiding the students by offering discourses and books and lectures for free. But as far as during the exercise, is there also aid during that period?
Yes.
And my second part of my question was if you could talk a little bit maybe about the secret word.
Very good. You must be a spiritual master, Pakshi, to ask those key questions.
You're very kind.
Thank you. Anyway, yes, indeed. The whole idea of the Mahaji is a guide for the truth seeker or the chela that's practicing the contemplation. And most of the time, people, when they study the path, they're getting some knowledge about the goals and the inner planes. And my main responsibility is if someone's having a problem or they're getting lost or something, I will come to their aid to point the path where they need to go to sort their situation. So it's really just an inner guide at that point. And also, the eyes of the living Sarosha Master are always a gateway, too, because my consciousness dwells in the rod of power, which is closely associated with the Akshara or God as the energy from it. So that can help, too, as they use that as a focus point for people. It's not a psych out or anything, or a controlling factor. It's just an opportunity or a guidance mechanism for a soul to move into the higher planes. Also, the other part of the question was what was the second part of the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. If you could talk a little bit about the secret word.
Oh, that's right. The mantra. Mantra work is very important on the path of Akata, and there's a lot of teachings don't condone mantra work. In fact, some of them don't even condone inner work, and they lose sight, so to speak, of the inner work. So mantra work is very important, and we do give a mantra. Sometimes it's called the secret word, and that particular word in the first initiation in the dream state within 6 months to a year is a single syllable. Thereafter, all the mantras are two syllables, because it's actually touching on the light and sound. That's why there's two syllables. The first syllable touches on the light part, and the second syllable touches on the sound part, and that's why it's a two-syllable word. I don't think anybody even explains that presently. That's it. We get an exclusive on that, Sri Pakshi. So in terms of the two syllables, the reason for the two syllables. Now, those two syllables are used to focus on the sound current. One can say their mantra and tune into their sound current that way. And that's really the reason for the mantra. It's kind of a reminder, and then we focus on the sound current if you're not listening to that all the time. And the whole idea of the sound current is to ride the centripetal force back to the Godhead, which is we call Akshara. Now that would sometimes, there's some confusing information out there with this new vehicle in physics called the Taurus. But what we do in that particular centering, if people have seen that, there's a light at the center of the Taurus. That's really the crown chakra in the physical body. And what we said a minute ago is that we travel outside the crown. The soul leaves the physical body in the crown chakra and moves into the spiraling higher planes to the 12th plane, which is higher than the cupola symbol that they use at tops of buildings and what have you, which is a very good symbol for seeing soul leave the body. So when soul leaves the body in a simple form, it will travel to the higher planes in the three goals of self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery. And when it goes to the God-realization level, the 12th plane, then it will interact and have the experience of the Akshara, which is God. And that's the whole idea of doing the mantra work so that one can listen to the sound current and travel back to the Supreme Deity.
That's a wonderful explanation. I guess my last question, we're starting to run out of time for this particular segment. In the next segment, we'll be covering the purpose of the Mahaji, the living Shirosha master. But I guess my final question is, we talked a little bit about the inner support that the Akathist will receive with the free membership.
Okay.
But maybe you could talk a little bit about the outer support as far as the discourses which are included with membership and a newsletter, you know, all the different things that they will get on the outer.
All right. But it's my understanding it's probably better to talk to Leslie, but no, I'm just kidding. The discourse is at the Akaji Universal Office. When in the beginning we're always talking about getting a monthly discourse, and that's really the main support mechanism, which has always been in the history of Akita being public, is the idea of a monthly discourse that the Chila will receive, and it's recommended to read those on a monthly basis to take your time and absorb the information and use it as contemplation seeds also, because sometimes people need those things to think about and mull over, because there's a lot of things to learn about initially when we talk about these lower planes and the things that are on the planes, and it gives a the discourses give a very nice support mechanism along with the books. We have the intro books and the Haji's books. We presently have 2.5 Haji's right now online, but there are 17 books in manuscript form that hopefully in the next couple of years I'll be able to get those online as well, or being published in paperback at least for people to be able to read it. And then we allow people to actually print out the books online, and that's something important, because I know I rather read I guess it's called the soft reading, I think there's a term for that, as opposed to reading the electronic mechanism, and therefore we're trying to offer that published paperback eventually. At the same time, those are some of the vehicles for support that we give to the Chila, and the discourses are very important because that's the information written by the Mahaji, the living Sarosha master of the time. And we do have some discourses from my teacher, Paul Twitchell, that we have that are going to be afforded at some point to the students. There's a lot of controversy in terms of him being the Akankara master, but he's a co-founder of Akita. I'm very proud of that. He's a really great man, and I appreciate Sri Paul Twitchell. I also want to say where he presently is a guardian of the Kazi Dots Temple of Golden Wisdom. I know that's on the website somewhere, but I just wanted to reiterate that and mention that too.
Well, thank you. I wanted to just add one thing, if I may.
Sure.
That we also have a Chila page, which is password protected, and since membership is free, it's simply a matter of joining, and then you can access the Chila page, and the Chila page is going to have several more advanced audios, and perhaps in the future some videos and other materials which will be for Chilas only.
Okay.
And with that, I'd like to pass it back to you, Sri Kadafji, for your final words.
All right. I guess they will do the ending part of the May the Blessings Be Baraka B'Shat.